There are some ways we can approach today's gospel. We can focus on the Zacchaeus, the repentant sinner, or the role of Jesus in his mercy to Zacchaeus. But I would like to go in another direction. Let us consider the role of the crowd. The gospel tells us when the crowd saw Jesus welcome Zacchaeus, they began to grumble, saying, "He has gone to stay at the house of a sinner." The crowds were upset when Jesus forgives Zacchaeus and welcomes him. It is upset because the crowd has already decided that Zacchaeus does not deserve Jesus' forgiveness and welcome. Zacchaeus is a sinner. And of course, we are all sinners. We are sure that Zacchaeus did a number of sinful things. But what is really behind the crowd's attitude is that it has already judged Zacchaeus. In the eyes of Jericho people, Zacchaeus was a tax collector. He cooperated with the Romans who oppressed the Jewish people. He was regarded as a traitor. So the crowd reset him and put him down. They opened a door for him to enter the door of love and mercy of God. More than that, they wanted Jesus to do the same. But instead, in front of the whole crowd, Jesus said to Zacchaeus, "Today I must stay at your house." Jesus reaches out to Zacchaeus, treats him with the dignity. He takes the first step. And what is Zacchaeus' response? He not only repents of his wrongdoing, but he pledges to restore four times as much as he has hoarded and distributes much of his goods to the poor. When we consider how the crowd treated Zacchaeus and Jesus, this story challenges us to examine the prejudices we carry, especially if those prejudices are supported by the people around us, by the people in our family, in our community, in our society. Do we suppose that all poor people are poor because they are lazy? That all addicted to drugs are bad people? Or all Muslims are terrorists? Or that all immigrants are dangerous to us? Avoiding those common prejudices in our society is not just a matter of political correctness. It is a part of the gospel. Today's the first reading from the Book of Wisdom says, "God loves all things that are." And if that is true, then even as we disagree with people, even as we struggle to understand why they act the way they do, then we are called by faith to love them. So let us to identify who is the Zacchaeus in our lives. Who is the person that we do not like? The person with whom we disagree? The person who is easy to ridicule? Once we have identified our Zacchaeus, we are asked to bring him or her before God in prayer and ask God to help us see that person as God sees that person. If our Zacchaeus comes and stands before us right now, will we stand with the crowd or with Jesus?